The following podcast contains strong language as well as substantial sexual and adult content. Listener discretion is advised, as well as being your best self.
Coming up on this episode of Browser History.
Priests who are pedophiles were already pedophiles.
It is so hot.
Yeah, bitch, get it.
I'm familiar with furry porn.
That's your baby girl. That's your baby girl right there.
Is this like he's vomiting cum? Am I into it? Probably not.
How did it progress from bullying to fingering?
There's no reason to introduce the Patriot Act into your porn scenario.
Read me the part about the Patriot Act.
Greetings, Earthlings.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Browser History, the podcast that is all about what gets us off and what that says about us. I'm RJ Aguiar.
I'm Mike Bowers.
And I'm Laura J.
And today, we're bringing you guys the first installment of our ongoing episode series, What's in My Browser History?
I'm really into sound effects today. Just keep going.
Until now, you've only heard us mention in passing exactly what we've been fapping to. Well, now we're going to dive nice and deep into our actual browser history.
That's right. Today, we'll quite literally be talking about what gets the four of us off and what that says about us.
And when we say four of us, that's because today we are joined, we're always joined by our producer and engineer, Marcus Andre. But today, he's like...
Allowed to speak.
Allowed to speak.
You're always allowed to speak. You're
just, we now, removed the ball gag.
You are, yes, you have been temporarily upgraded to go. You've been promoted.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, you've been promoted.
Yes, you've heard him make comments before, but Marcus, how does it feel to be fully on the mic?
Finally, I've taken it out of my ass and put it in front of my face.
I mean, if you look at the shape of it.
If it fits, I sit. Just kidding.
Insert mic joke here.
Michael.
No, I'm literally going to look at every vaguely phallic object and be like, if it fits, I sit. Anything's a dildo if you're brave enough. Anyway. Well, we're glad you're stepping your pussy up, Marcus, and chiming in for Woo-hoo. The entire episode.
Yeah.
And since we're... I think we're all very interested to see just what kind of stuff you get off to. I'm looking forward to seeing what gets all of us off, to be perfectly frank.
Me too. Besides, home to court Instagram accounts, you mean?
Well, you can get off to the drawer pulls while I fantasize about getting double teamed by the Property Brothers.
Okay.
So before we kick off this series, it's This Week in Sex, right after a word from our sponsor.
This episode brought to you by Burbank Airport. Because we're recording by Burbank Airport. Ever hear a tiny cut in our dialogue that's almost imperceptible due to Marcus Andre's impressive skills? That's because Burbank Airport is apparently the busiest airport in America, because we have to pause every 5 to 10 minutes because there's a fucking plane flying directly over my house. So thanks, Burbank Airport. Without you, we'd be done recording
Hold for plane. Are you kidding?
I will murder you. That really grinds my gears.
Guys, what would we do without our incredible sponsors? Seriously.
The same thing we do every week, Pinky. All right, so This Week in Sex is a story RJ found, but I'm sure it's one we're all familiar with.
I mean, well, okay, we're familiar with, I think, the theme, but not necessarily the specific story. This story is one that is going to push a few buttons. I was glancing through headlines and came across one from the Washington Post, which says, West Virginia accuses Catholic diocese and former bishops of sex abuse cover-up in an unusual consumer protection lawsuit. It was like, I thought the headline was headed in one direction, and then it said consumer protection.
Yeah,
and I was like,
a little...
So it obviously piqued my interest, and especially because I'm a former Catholic, which is also now a scandalous statement in mixed company. Which
really?
Well, no, when I say that, like, I was like super churchy, like super, super Catholic at one point. I was a lector. I wasn't an altar boy, thankfully, because everyone's like, oh, you were an altar boy. Ooh.
I carried the candles.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It was. I really loved that job.
Wait. So. Wait. Do we have any other former Catholics in the
Methodist? United Methodist.
Which is Catholic light.
It's Catholic light. It's Baptist light. Baptist white, actually.
Baptist white, yeah.
Non-denominational Christian.
Yeah, Southern Baptist. Well, okay.
But I'm also a PK, so pastor's kid,
yeah,
for those
I
who
know
don't
I'm
know.
PK.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. Okay, that's another term. Okay.
I learned that from Seventh Heaven.
Anyway. So anyways, I saw the headline. It obviously piqued my interest, and so I clicked and... here's like a little excerpt from the story I found. It says, the lawsuit, the latest dramatic civil action against the American church in the past year, alleges violations of the state's consumer protection laws. It accuses the diocese of advertising safe environments for children, while at the same time, the complaint says, choosing to cover up and conceal arguably criminal behavior of child sexual abuse. Some child abuse experts said the move was precedent-setting, both in terms of targeting an entire diocese rather than individual priests, and by using consumer law to launch a civil lawsuit, which would unlock the church's files through legal discovery. The West Virginia Attorney General used the consumer fraud strategy because, as with other attorneys general in other states, he is not empowered to launch a criminal grand jury investigation.
That's interesting that it's like a workaround.
Yeah, that
legally.
Was.
I did not
was,
expect that from West Virginia, of all places.
Of all fucking places.
I didn't know that there were Catholics in West Virginia.
What did you think they were?
Hill people.
I mean, we've
just,
all seen Wrong Turn, right?
Exactly. I was like,
and the hills
people.
Have eyes,
and they were they're just
and the hills
in,
have thighs.
I mean, do they go out of the coal mines for a little bit to like then
pray.
Go to church and pray?
No, like I feel like we shouldn't be throwing shade at West Virginia right now though, because they found a workaround. Like,
I know,
that
I'm very
was
impressed.
The thing.
Yeah.
Well, and that was why I kind of wanted to bring it here. Is that it's like we've obviously heard. You know, about the Catholic Church sort of sex abuse scandal, like in some capacity, we know that's a theme, like it's a punchline in our society. It was just, I read the story and this angle really, really intrigued me. And so mm-hmm. that's kind of what I wanted to bring in and get everybody's thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kudos to them
for finding
something interesting and new in this horrible scandal that we've been dealing with for far too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And instead of going after an individual priest, like that's exactly because it's not just one priest, it's many different priests and it has been covered up. So, yeah, I'm glad that they're actually getting to the true root of the problem.
Okay, that exactly is what kind of also what I wanted to just to try to talk about is like why can't they seem to solve the pedophile problem?
I think it'll just be solved when they let women be in the equal position of mm-hmm. all the men. Like when you equalize it, I think these kind of problems, I don't know if they solve themselves, but I think by having people to hold you accountable and not like buddies
mm-hmm.
that you work with, I think that automatically raises
but
the level of humanity.
I mean, that's one thing. Part of the problem is that you're taking people who are inherently sexual beings and telling them that they are not allowed to have any kind of sexual thought whatsoever. And so
I should say not everybody is sexual.
True. True. That is accurate. I'm speaking in
general. Yeah, generally. That's fine.
And so there are, you're, and men typically tend to be hornier than women. And so you're telling young men, especially, that they cannot have sex, think about sex, talk about sex, like other than to say, no, it's bad. And so they have to shove and repress all of their urges down. And that's going to manifest in unhealthy ways.
Well, is the problem then that it's just men are priests? Or is the, and so is the solution to like let women be priests? Or is the problem the celibacy thing?
I think the problem is the celibacy thing.
Yeah.
I also think that women should be able to be priests if they want to be. But I think the celibacy thing is the actual problem.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, then you're dealing with a power dynamic where the only way that you can exact these urges is on people who can't say no, essentially.
There are power dynamics throughout your entire life, work, career, other job related things. And that doesn't happen in any other.
But it happens, not to the
level of the Catholic Church.
I would say. That's the thing is I don't necessarily know that that's accurate. I mean, generally, the problem is when people are in positions of power, a lot of times they try to abuse that position.
We're seeing that with the whole Me Too movement right now,
right?
Across multiple industries. True. But those we're not seeing as much. Pedophilia as we are in the church.
Well, we're not seeing pedophilia from nuns, and nuns take the same like celibacy vows that priests do.
That's very true.
I think that priests who are pedophiles were already pedophiles.
True.
Fair. I don't think that the celibacy is going to change them. I don't think that's enough of a factor.
Is it that
I don't think it helps.
Is it something about the clergy that makes them pedophiles, or is it that the clergy inherently attracts people who are pedophiles?
Yeah, I think it attracts, but also if they grew up in the Catholic Church, they were probably
cycle of abuse.
Yeah, it's a cycle of abuse.
Generational abuse.
But and then also if there are men who are self-aware enough to realize that they are pedophiles or to realize that their sexual urges may be wrong or illegal or what have you, they may be more likely to try to find a situation where they are expected not to have sex.
I mean, as someone who grew up in the Catholic Church, I don't think that's necessary. I'm not going to sit here and say that no one is that self-aware and goes and consciously does that, because that's probably not true. But I'd say the large part of it, I don't think that's they're making a conscious decision to do that, at least, because like one of the reasons I didn't come out until I was 21 is because it took me so long to come to terms with who and what I am. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I didn't meet my first openly bisexual person until I was in college. Like it was to have that sort of validation to sort of know, like, and be able to say, oh, that's what I am. It requires a lot of times an exposure that, you know, if you're raised in the church, I don't think you necessarily get, unless you are on the receiving end.
That's true.
Of it.
But that doesn't mean that they're unconsciously choosing these careers.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not a doesn't factor in. I'm saying like if it does, it probably isn't a conscious decision. But that I do think that that can also sort of contribute to a inherent cycle of abuse that's already sort of in place.
Yeah. We've got another sponsor, then we'll be back with something much lighter and fun.
This podcast is brought to you by Mitochondria. It's the powerhouse of a cell.
Okay, we are back, and it is time to dive into our own browser histories.
Yes!
Excitement!
So, okay, what we have selected are two videos each. Two-ish videos each. One is like an old reliable is kind of what we called it. Like something that, you know, yeah, it was formative in your youth and you go back to, and then, which I wouldn't say I go back to mine anyways. And then there's a newer one, that we also are bringing to the table. So it's basically kind of a compare and contrast of, what we were watching and what we're watching now.
All right, so in order to see who we're going to talk about first, I've got a bottle.
It's a smart water bottle. I was like, it's a smart water bottle, so let's not get too excited.
But it's
we're
going to
spin the bottle. Okay, Marcus. Oh, my God. Marcus, spin it.
I'm so far away.
Oh, he's far away.
Come on. You're not Okay, Jesus. Fuck, okay, this was so...
Well, it's technically... It's pointing at your water bottle.
It's pointed at my water bottle, so I will...
Well,
go
we know
first.
That the water bottle's gay because he likes other water bottles.
So my Old Faithful is, it's not necessarily that video itself is one that I always go back to, but when I think about my sort of formative years of first discovering gay internet porn, I have to talk about the Brents, right? Brent Corrigan and Brent Everett, like they were the two names. And so I just remember like, yeah, the first time I got to see like the Brents together, it was like a thing.
Yeah.
And then also it just, it highlights some of my favorite bad porn storytelling tropes.
Yeah.
That I just like, I watched it and I immediately started giggling in the middle of 24-hour fitness. I was just like, which, why am I watching porn at the gym? Fuck you, that's my business. Anyway.
In this scene, it's Brent Gorgon is like masturbating and, fantasizing
about it.
Brent.
Yes.
And then he's there, and then it's like he shows up. No, I remember this scene especially because the bad acting in it is legendary. Like, this particular moment lives in infamy, and it is when Brent Everett has just filled up a glass of water in the sink and is about to round a corner.
This is my chance. I'm just going to say hi. All right, I'm just going to make a good impression. Then he won't forget me. Look at that. Just once. I'm sorry.
Fuck!
It was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose.
You're soaking wet.
Sorry, I did an accident.
I can't believe it.
Fuck.
I'm soaking wet.
It was totally an accident. Look at that body. Look at those muscles. Nice tight chest.
Oh, and now he's on his knees. Now he's pushing down to his knees. And then there they go. It's a masterclass in bad porn acting, obviously. Yeah. But it's in particular the fake sort of run-in that they have at the corner where, Brent runs into Brent and then Brent spills water on himself.
And he gets so pissed about water.
On a white shirt.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, Brent.
So obviously this is something that was formative for you in your early
It was.
Porn
no,
viewing.
It's one of those, I like looking back on it now, like it was one of those things where like, you ever like have a movie that you loved as a kid and then you go back and watch it as an adult, and you're like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Yogi Bear and the Magical Flight of the Spruce Goose.
Aladdin and the King of Thieves. So like, no. So that was...
And mine was Jawbreaker, but it was just caught better, but in the wrongest ways.
No, well, yeah, like, for me, the appeal of this... I mean, obviously... The sex is like not bad. That's the other thing is looking at Brent Corrigan at the time. I thought he was 18 because it was a studio film, but then looking back and kind of knowing he's underage.
I mean, by this point, he might have been 18.
Okay, I don't know.
Actually, but we'll never know.
No, yeah. He did not look 18, though.
A lot of them, a lot of twinks in porn don't look 18. Yeah.
That's the point.
Part of the point.
Yeah. But it was. It was one of those films that like I saw in one way when I would fap to it, but then as an adult, there's so many layers to it because there's the whole Brent Corrigan scandal where I don't know if we ever gave a Cliff's Notes on that.
Did we? I can't remember now.
Short version is he lied about being 18 get into porn when he was 17, and then a whole bunch of other stuff happened that we can get into on another episode, but that's the crux of it.
Yeah, like there's a movie about it, King Cobra, and there's murder.
It's not a good movie.
No.
Wait, did he murder someone?
There is murder in this story.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a whole thing. And they made a movie about it, whatever. So he sort of his name sort of took on a whole nother life afterwards because of like that whole thing. So it was one of those things that like it was layered now, kind of coming back to it as an adult because there was the Brent Corrigan thing. There was the fact that it's just bad porn acting.
But good porn sex.
It really was. So
like you still watch it and you're like, yeah.
Well, it's like, oh, I get it. Yeah.
And the added layer of like he may not be 18 in that scene. And so that was the one that kind of ruined it for me of like seeing that and knowing that there is a very slight possibility that he might have been underage when that was going on.
I mean, Brent Everett was what, 18 or 19 at the time? Like the
what's he? I don't fucking know. Like
big.
He incidentally has not aged except for he's apparently added a chromosome. He didn't age in terms of like skin, whatever. It just kind of, he looked more.
They're 3 years apart.
Wow. That particular video for me has developed and in like a whole new life now looking back on it, and none of it is sexual. Like I would not fab to it actually at all. But
good.
But there was.
I'm sorry. What's I can't. What is fapping?
You don't know what fapping is?
I read it.
Choking the chicken.
Oh, it's just lemon. Oh, can I fap?
Yes.
As long as the sound that happens
is a fap sound. It's the sound. Got it. Okay.
But no, but
I can fap.
But
yeah, you can fap.
I can fap. I can fap. So good.
Laura J can fap to that.
Laura J can fap to that. Okay, that's the new. I fap to anything.
And the appeal to me watching the video now as an adult is surprisingly not sexual, but there's so many other layers to it, and that's kind of why I don't want to call it an Old Faithful. Just because I don't really fap to it anymore, but it's something that has a lot of other value and meaning in the years since.
Well, and we'll come back to Brent Corrigan a little bit later with someone else's videos.
I wonder whose it is.
But
I actually have a theory about Brent Corrigan in the sense that like he came, like part of his career came to being like right in the sort of genesis of internet porn. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of teenaged kids saw Brent, and because he looked so young, we kind of identified with him a bit because he kind of presented as around our age. And so like we all kind of fixated on him just as a way to sort of like put a representation of ourselves on the screen. And then when he would get rawed by all these like, you know, big buff guys, it was kind of like
I could do it too,
you know.
Plus he has a giant dick and an ass that won't quit, so
yeah,
he does, and a very distinctive tattoo. Mm-hmm.
He's like, he perfects the back arch while getting fucked.
He does. That like was
nobody else
he
porn.
Was like the first real pro twink, I would say, and just to someone who was underage when I watched him, it was
a role model is what he's trying to say.
Basically, yeah.
Wait, was he gay for pay? He wasn't?
No, yeah, he's no, totally gay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And a, I can't remember and a if we sweetheart, talked, because like I've met him since at like a couple of various events, and he's very, very, very nice. So, okay, so for my new thing that I brought, it is a tweet actually from someone who I'm mutuals with on Twitter, Jesse Hansen, shout out to you. It was a video preview of a like session. It was like he got passed around by three different guys. Was it Gabriel Cross, Jonas Jackson, and I forget the redhead's name. Because
I'm not familiar.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's such a hot preview. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why now I actually am viewing a lot of videos on Twitter is because Tumblr kind of went by the wayside. And so it's been interesting because there's like a few things we could talk about. One is OnlyFans. Two is also just the fact that I'm fapping to a Twitter video is the result of Tumblr not really being a safe haven for sex anymore. But then there's a rumor that Pornhub is going to buy them.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh,
did you not hear this?
No, didn't.
Yeah, like I guess I think it's porn. I'm pretty sure it's Pornhub that is rumored to be very interested in buying Tumblr.
Hmm.
Nice.
It makes sense.
Very cool.
Which is, you know, one of those stories that they put out to gauge the reaction right. to it. So before, anyways, but I mean,
like,
did y'all
talk
see
about
this?
Watching porn on Twitter? Like,
yes. Yeah. It's weird because all right, guys. I knew this day was gonna come. Previously, only my friends knew about my high Twitter account that I have, where it's literally a Twitter account I only use when I'm high. So it's at RJ is so high. Now you guys know about it too. You guys can say you were the first ones to find out about it, but it is turned into my porn Twitter because it's a throwaway kind of account that I don't mind because nobody knows about it or whatever. But yeah, so on that Twitter account, I follow a bunch of porn stars and a bunch of like OnlyFans porn stars, and I even know a couple of them. And that's another thing that's just kind of popped up in the past couple of years that was also just sort of really interesting to me is OnlyFans.
It's
and
doing a great job of fulfilling a gap in the market that lets everyone be a star at home.
fair. And it has, it has definitely made several porn stars, some of whom I know, in that like they started off just posting videos on OnlyFans or even actually Tumblr back in mm-hmm. back in the day, and then next thing to know they are, you know, doing
living the dream, as it were.
Yeah. Well, they've been scouted, you know, a lot of mm-hmm. times.
What if I do a fans only account?
I mean
OnlyFans.
Do straight just well,
it's yeah. OnlyFans and also just for dot fans. What it's I think it's the same thing.
No, it's not, because there's although most a lot of them do both sites, but one, so there was OnlyFans, and then there was a lot of complaints that it was too glitchy or it was too buggy, and so one porn star actually like invested a bunch of money and created his own platform. I was also wanting to talk about OnlyFans because there's, I think we're reaching a kind of crossroads, and I actually kind of wanted to use Jesse as an example, where this is porn is now kind of not becoming a thing that is a thing you do, not necessarily the thing that you do. Mm. I mean, we've all obviously seen like, you know, porn stars that have tried to cross over into sort of other things. But I think with OnlyFans, it's making it possible where like you make those kind of solo or sometimes, you know, and Jesse in particular does scenes with other people. But he's like a fashion designer by trade. And matter of fact, he was on Project Runway Junior. and so it was just really interesting to me that like he's, you know, kind of a, you know, thotty on social media, but also like will share in his Instagram stories like his fashion designs, but then is also like, hey, watch me get tossed around by three different guys and get fucked. And it's hot.
It is really hot.
It's really hot. Jesse's hung as fuck. They're all, and is like ripped, and they're all hung and ripped. And it's just, and watching him just get passed around. I mean, is,
we'll do.
And he takes like a champion. I will all.
I mean, we have plans to do an entire episode on OnlyFans at some point because there's a lot to get into.
There really is. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to start
is very
with.
Hot.
It is so hot. But I wanted to sort of like bring all them up. And so that we can kind of come back to it at a later date. But it was just so many different things about it. And this particular video, A, it being so hot, and then having
it being on Twitter too.
It being hot, on Twitter.
Not a private account or anything.
And starring like multiple studio porn stars.
Right.
And yet, you know, this is technically an amateur video. Mm-hmm. And he also is a fashion designer by trade and is just, you know, just supplementing income because he's hot and gay and on social media. So why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Right.
And hung as fuck. So it was so interesting to me how, you know, I came and then afterwards I was like,
There's
so many layers to this. Which is a lot of ways very representative of how I jack off now as an adult.
You need layers, you need branding.
Well, I think it's a specific brand of being an adult and also working a lot on my mental health is I've just learned a lot to kind of be like, why did I do that?
So
you know, once the sort of male chimpanzee Hulk smash part of me was satiated after I came, it was like,
I want to use that now as a euphemism every time I'm like, I'm going to go masturbate, just Hulk smash.
Hulk smash.
Anywho, so those are my jacking off habits.
Those are your videos.
Those are my jacking off habits then and now.
All right.
I should also sort of just qualify too that I go through such phases.
Yeah.
Like what the next time we do this, what I will bring will probably be entirely different. Next.
Well, since it was your turn, per spin the bottle rules.
Oh, do I get to select the next victim?
Or spin,
yeah,
the bottle.
Spin the bottle.
Okay, I'm just going to spin the bottle then. It didn't go well. My vape has a spin function.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spin the vape.
Can we use your fidget spinner?
But how would we know who it lands on?
We're gonna spin the vape because it's smaller. And okay, here we go. God damn it, Laura, go.
That's mine? Okay.
Yes, it's you.
All right. Well, my first old one, I think I experienced this video probably about 3 years ago or so. When I've always had this fantasy. It took me a really long time to realize I could just type in my fantasies of like what I ever imagined and find something.
Were they the same fantasies as you have now? What was the fantasy?
This fantasy was like using kind of be like a reverse. I kept trying to Google reverse glory hole. And that never came up to what I wanted. I don't really.
Do you mean by reverse glory hole?
Okay, so. All right, so glory hole that usually a guy sticks his penis into a hole and then someone on the other side sucks it off. I was wanting the opposite, where the female stuck her like body through the glory hole and you didn't see who was fucking you on the other side.
Oh, so it's like with the Scarlet Letter when they put her in the, yes. the clamps.
And medieval. Oh yes.
That's what you search, Scarlet Letter.
Or
maybe
how,
I should go look at the Scarlet
Or how
letter.
Orthodox Jews have like sex through the sheet.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah. But it's more of the idea that anyone could be fucking you. Anyone could be fucking you. So I was looking for that. And eventually, 3 years ago, I found one magical video and it ended up turning into quite a few videos. but only the same thing I've always found, and it's what is it actually called? It's like I always just Google check glory hole.
Well, there's several different titles that they seem to have for it. I mean, this glory hole. Yes, there's check glory hole, which I guess all of these videos are.
Is it because
in the Czech
they're
Republic?
Well, or is a check glory hole kind of like a Dirty Sanchez or like
maybe I don't know.
You know, a London Bridge where.
Yeah, there's most beautiful glory hole sluts.
Fuckbox glory hole.
Yeah.
Unique
public
glory
house
hole.
Glory hole special. My two favorites are there is a like a platinum blonde who always squeezes her tits and like looks like she's having the time of her life. It doesn't look like she's faking it. She just looks like she's having the time of her life. And it's her and like one of her friends.
And she's never felt this way before?
Yeah, exactly. It's like her and then a friend like, and there's certain videos that they yell at each other. Like you can tell that they're yelling at each other. And one of them, she has kind of like a Spanish accent to what she's like saying in Czech.
Oh, right.
And so when she's like
yelling
back at
her
friend.
How do you recognize a Spanish accent in Czech?
I don't know. I just like what it seems like. It's just a little more.
Laura J has a very specific set of skills.
I have a very specific set of skills. So it's really fun when they're in the videos together because then they talk to each other and they're like, they give you, most of them will translate it, some will not. But most of them and it's usually just like, yeah, bitch, get it. Like is usually what they're yelling at each other, being very encouraging. So it's really.
Women supporting other women.
Yeah.
Best bachelorette party ever.
So great.
Oh my God, Christine, you're so crazy. Oh my God.
There's one of my favorite ones. And now I'm trying to remember which one it is. It's hard to distinguish which ones they are. But there's one where the video starts and there's, okay, so let me set this. Let me set it up.
Set the mood.
Okay. So it always starts the same. And it's like these like almost promo of like, yeah, best time ever having sex, you know, like what flashes up on the screen. And it's usually like a bunch of like white bros who you don't know. They could be anybody on the street or walking in. And there's always an old lady sitting at the front and like checking them in and paying their money. And you'll always hear kind of like in the middle of the video, someone going, I can pay next time. I don't think that's great.
He'll just leave a deposit.
Yeah. And then like guys filter in and like sometimes like they end up like, you know, just it's just when the guys filter in, you just see this like skanky ass like 1970s panel walls and then like holes where women's legs are through them. And so there's
gosh.
So there's like two there's like usually two women on one side that their legs are through the wall.
Yes.
And then there's straight
they do
ahead.
They do it with butts too.
Yep. I was going to bring that up. I've seen this with man on man action as well.
So wait, so are you saying that the gays appropriated something from the straights. Because
which came first in this instance?
Exactly, because like girls were just men in general.
Right. Yeah, that was us.
And then Scarlet Letter came around. Mm-hmm. And because I'm sure Glory Holes started around, which, I don't know,
also,
Caligula.
There's not a drag queen named Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
The world ain't
That's
right.
my porn name, Scarlet Letters.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh my
not
God.
Porn name, sorry, drag name, Scarlet Letters.
But then there's, well, in the Czech situation, the Czech sex room. Then there's two normal glory holes, regular style glory holes.
Good old fashioned glory holes.
Then there's one girl that is always taking it from behind. And then there's a girl above her that is like far up top to where like kind of like face level of most of the men that she's just there to get eaten out. Mm-hmm. So
And good for her.
Yeah. You know? So yeah, my favorite video is with Glory Hole. Like it starts with behind the scenes of the Glory Hole girls, because it shows the front with the guys fucking, but then behind it actually has a camera on each girl.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's how it should go.
And so this one starts with them showing behind the scenes of the Glory Hole, and there is a guy who's like they seem like they're kind of in some form of a relationship. A guy fucking one of the glory hole girls. And the other glory hole girl is like here kind of keeping an eye out. And then a rude ass dude comes up and sticks his dick in and pounds on it like, hey, come on, suck my dick. And so the guy just kind of does a double take and then just starts sucking the dick while he's pounding his girl. And she just like doesn't care at all either. She's just like, yeah, suck his dick. Like, cause fuck that guy. He's being rude. And then then another guy happens to come in and pound in again. And they both kind of look at each other like, fucking asshole. And then the guy's like, I got this, babe. And like starts sucking your dick. And like they just, it's only so, like they don't actually say anything or acknowledge that it's happening except between their eyes of them going, fuck that guy. And then like sucking his dick. It just was really warm. And
This is a fucking saga.
It's a great watch for if you're
so
just
presumably
trying,
that dude is bisexual
or just a really great boyfriend.
That is the definition of a supportive boyfriend.
Yeah, supportive. I was just
if
like,
you're
it's
not
so
willing
wonderful.
To suck
if
dick
you're
for
not
your
a,
woman,
if you're not willing to get on your knees and suck that dick for your for your lady gents, like, are you even really committed? Are you really committed?
Yeah,
you got to get on your knees and suck that cock, man. That's your baby girl. That's your baby girl right there.
Maybe he wasn't even like. Maybe their look actually was more like. Maybe the look was actually her saying, like, do you want to keep fucking me? And he was like, yeah, I want to keep fucking you. She's like, well, you better suck that dick. And he was like, all right, I'll suck the dick.
True. Yeah. Straight men will do anything for pussy. Straight men will do anything for pussy.
Yeah.
Can I say that I think you can simulate this without the walls and the holes? Put yourself in a sunroof. Put a bunch of people in the car. Close the sunroof so it's tight so you can't see what's going on underneath. And then just let them have it.
Yeah, well, I sometimes stimulate.
Marcus Andre with the
like
most
it.
Interesting suggestion.
I like it. I can deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's my taste.
this is what access to porn from the moment you hit puberty does to you is. It
you
makes you real
you desensitize,
creative.
Desensitize, so you gotta create.
It's like the Scream 4 of porn.
Well, and we can get into this in another episode, but there's a whole thing of like people getting stuck in a window and then getting fucked.
Ooh, there was a girl. She wasn't really a great friend of mine. We were drinking friends, and we went to the baseball house, like the baseball loft. You know, you guys remember, right? In
no,
college?
Not
what?
At what? No, you guys remember the baseball loft? What the fuck?
You know, Missouri State, right? No. So we went to the lofts that most of the baseball players lived in, and she was getting fucked by one of the baseball. Like he was such a little. Chunky baseball player boy, and he was really loving that she let him fuck her while she was sticking out of the window.
Oh wow.
And like I was hearing about it as
like
I'm like
McGowan
sitting
in the doggy door and scream.
Yeah.
That reminds
like,
me of the people
horrible.
At Universal that when you walk into the park there's always those actors like yelling at you from the window.
Yeah,
like what if that's actually going on there too?
Yeah, they're like,
wait, what?
When you walk into the Universal park.
I've been to both Universal parks multiple times. I have not heard the first bit of Italian being shouted out of a window.
They like heckle people from the windows.
I've never
the balconies.
I've never
they'll
I've
be like
never.
You there with the green shirt shirt, and then they'll tell you to do
something. What French vanilla fantasy are you living right now?
I like it.
I don't know. Y'all should get on my level.
Yeah, I really want to do this and be being fucked while I'm that's happening.
While you're shouting out of a balcony.
Screaming at people.
You in the green shirt.
So that's my Czech fantasy. In short.
Give me that manicotti, baby.
Manicotti. You want a Maserati? You want some manicotti?
Oh my god. No, please, no.
Okay, so that's my old one.
And the new one we've already heard about a little bit.
Oh, I guess I haven't actually. Okay, there's one little more bit that like I now tend to masturbate with my like face covered and like my bottom half out just because of this porn.
I mean, that is sort of how I caught my mother masturbating that time that I did.
Yeah.
What?
Is that like her face wasn't covered, but like
it's like my whole
like her entire
neck,
bottom half.
It reminds
was just
me of a gyno
out.
Exam, like an OBGYN exam, where like you don't know what's going on your lower half.
Yeah.
While your upper half.
Oh, is that
just
like when guys sit
on
their hand until it gets numb and then jack off so it feels like they're getting a hand job?
Yeah,
it's
kind
called
of,
a
maybe?
Stranger.
Yeah.
You're supposed to also use your non-dominant hand.
I've never been able to really make it work for me.
That might be a thing.
No,
yeah,
because I've always known that that's a joke. It's not an actual.
I tried it, obviously, and it did not work for me.
And you were like, ow, my hand hurts. Yeah. Okay, so my new thing is, I've mentioned it before, but I really wanted to nail it down.
Is it Riley Reid?
No.
What?
It's Mormon girls porn.
Oh, Mormon girls. Yes.
It is Mormon girls.
Is it Mormon girls in general or a specific
Specifically,
video?
It is the specific house, that like porn house that this is made in is called Mormon Girls with a Z, not an S. Girls, Mormon girls. And I started, like, when I was just researching porn in general for the podcast, kept seeing it come up, and I was like, this is hot as hell. And then I watched Slut Ever. It's the Vice, like, YouTube kind of clips.
Mm-hmm.
And they did an episode with Mormon girls and found out that it was even more awesome than I thought.
Okay.
It's made by an ex-Mormon, female ex-Mormon who is a lesbian. So a lot of it is actually... like not necessarily legit as far as like everyone fucking each other all the time, but legit as some of the questions they ask, the costumes they wear, things like that. It's actually very legit in Mormon religion.
And I've seen a lot of the Mormon boys. Yes. And it's like, it's definitely the underwear that you see that I've seen. Cause I've worked in theater with Mormon actors and you know, when they're changing, it's like you see the garments.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I love some of the titles of these videos on the Mormon Girls site.
Yeah.
Dolly is a human gift for Kara.
Wow.
Ashley, back on the mercy seat, and she's getting fucked by three dudes.
Yeah.
All of whom are actually pretty hot.
I mean, I like a good mercy seat.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, hey.
Everyone's pretty hot on Mormon
they
Girls.
They could all fuck me, and I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Or I'd fuck them. It's fine.
This one in particular, that I enjoy is called Priest Punishes and Fucks Naughty Teens. So this is how it starts almost every time. Like, they have an intro. So here's the intro.
Promised, honor, and obey me.
Bow your head.
Oh, my.
Yes.
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 It's edited like a suspense film.
It really is.
It really is.
Like, it is actually incredibly creepy. And I enjoy it a lot.
See, some people like the comedy and the acting. You like the creepiness.
I like
the
suspense
cinematography.
Level. Yeah, you're kind of afraid it's that kinda, something terrible is going to happen
every time. Honestly, if it wasn't for like all of the close-ups, I'd be like, next by Jordan Peele.
Yeah, it's super suspenseful and great. This one, like what happens is, so it's two women that are naked and then like the elder, whatever, is there just watching it happen. And then there's just a line of dildos on a bench. And like he just tells them like, you know, and, you know, begin. And they have to like go down on each dildo. And then like the last girl gets to fuck him. What? It's crazy.
Because was she the best at taking all of the dildos? Is that why she gets to?
I feel like it's a little slanted. Like, I think they all took their dildos really great. But one did clearly win. And yes, she did get to fuck the elder.
Oh, see, yeah. If I was...
But the other girl got to come. She got to come on one of the dildos and, like, actually, like, masturbate on top
maybe
of one.
It's
it was
like
great.
That. Maybe the win- everyone's a winner because everyone comes. But some, yeah. The ones that do it on the dildo don't get to have the actual... They're like, you need some extra help. Let's use the elder.
Yeah. Maybe.
Logic, ladies and gentlemen. Logic.
For me, if it was me, I'd be like, I want the one that has the hardest time because mm-hmm. then she's the tightest.
Yeah. There's another one that I keep watching and I still don't. I don't usually like hearing people call each other sluts in like porn setting or in general. Not even like calling my girlfriend like, hey, slut. I was like, that's always so weird to me.
I feel the same way about faggot, actually. Yeah. Because that's
same.
Yeah.
That is
I'm
something
also
that,
not a user of that word.
Of that word.
But you know, there's a lot of like bare porn sites that are like, yeah, true faggots will serve men, whatever. And I'm like, you shouldn't use that word.
It's a huge turn off for me in porn and in life. Like I dated a guy who used that word all the time and I was like, this ain't gonna work out, boo.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. Well, it's same thing with that, with the like word slut or like you're being like, or ho or whore or whatever. Mm-hmm. There was a video on Mormon Girls where it was three girls basically bullying the fourth girl and like writing whore and slut on her body with lipstick. But then they made her come so hard. And I was like I don't want to be off to this, but I enjoy it because she is too. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, there is, it's weird first discovering that impulse of masturbating to something that has also shocked you in some way. Like that is definitely,
or that you find slightly offensive.
Yeah. That I was like, I'm offended, but I'm still coming.
That's a very formative moment.
We
I
are
think in a
complex human beings.
Yeah. Well, there's also a clear definition of like, with this, it was like, yeah, it's a porn. They're role playing, and it was also interesting because like. Two of the girls that weren't, there was only one girl that was really taking control and actually fingering the fourth bullied female. Mm-hmm. And she did not have crazy long nails. The other two girls did have crazy long nails. So it was kind of like, you could already tell like, oh yeah, this is the one that's going to fuck this one. We got it.
Context clues. You got to read between the lines beforehand.
So you just knew everyone was safe. Like, so it wasn't really a question. It was like, oh, this is a weird role play that someone came up with.
I'm just like, how did it progress from bullying to fingering to me? Like, that's just the one. Yeah.
Doesn't it always?
Okay. Yeah, doesn't it always? I mean, I'm sorry.
No, I wish. I would have had a much better time in high school.
Yeah. I mean, Brent, there was a cup of water spilled, and then he was sucking his dick. So, I mean, this one
conflict
was...
Conflict resolution, people.
This All one right. was a little more in-depth because there was the whole construct of... The elders think you're a fucking slut. You're a total slut, you whore bag. We're going to teach you a lesson. So that was the context.
So they're
going to
fuck her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're a slut, so prove it.
Yeah, you're a slut. We're going to make you be a slut.
It's weird seeing females have male logic.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And I would probably be into seeing watching three women bully a man into...
Oh, I come
like,
to that,
I would
too.
See, yeah. I could see that being a thing.
All right. Only two of us left. Who is it going to be?
Marcus or Mycicle?
No, Laura. No.
Mycicle.
Is that going to be the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So Marcus put two videos up for his
He's very enthusiastic about this.
Well, it's because they were short. It was the same guy. I wanted to really like show the breadth of the work and the portfolio.
The impressive
this
range.
This guy has a theme with, which also, by the way, I love, I've pulled up the video and the ad that's playing while the video is paused is, get your dick out of my son.
Yay! Oh, yay. That's my old
That's
thing.
An oldie
Whoa.
But goodie.
I love it. So why don't you go ahead and describe for us these two videos here with this man and his delivery men.
So it's a delivery man porn.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes,
call back
to the episode that we did about that. I would say there's something, they're very amateur. I don't know if you guys all watch them, but it's an amateur older man who is filming with his iPhone Very homemade. He's literally just ordering Grubhub or ordering Uber Eats and then picking it up at the door. Now, I like it because he's not naked when he answers the door, so there's a little bit of that whole, like,
oh, it's a pizza bait. Consent. Yeah, it's a pizza bait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you do kind of walk that line of, is this morally okay? Like, yeah. Most of the people that answer the door, you could tell they literally could care less. And he has many videos on there where he, like, attempts to do it. You see him answer the door in the underwear. They don't take the
and
bait.
He seems to have like a line where he's like, sorry, I was just, you caught me jacking off. And then so he's like hard at his underwear.
They're literally like, cool, we don't care. Tip us and we'll leave.
Yeah.
But so, which makes it very rare and very important whenever there is someone who does take the bait. So the first video was when a delivery man, like just literally a normal looking dude, as far as I know, he's not even gay, the other guy. He literally sees the guy at the door. He says his line, sorry, you know, I was just checking off. Sorry, you interrupted me. To which then the man goes, it's okay, you can finish. And he goes, it shocks the guy. He's like, oh, okay, let me go. So he literally does it right there in the foyer of the door, of the doorway hallway. Finishes, comes on the floor. The delivery man is just like, yeah, man, nice. Good job. Like, you could tell there's a lot of support there. and then he pays the man and the man leaves. And, you know, that's it. And I'm just like, wow, that was a ride.
Like, I scanned the video and I started getting uncomfortable. I was like, oh no. And then I was like, oh wait, no, he's fine with it. He's just there.
He's absolutely supportive.
He's just really happy.
And I'm sure you're not consenting to getting filmed and stuff, but like...
Mm. Okay, so I have a thing about that, but first describe the second video.
Okay, so the second video was the same scenario, but as the man is saying, sorry, you caught me jacking off, they must have some kind of like eye contact going on, to which then the other man comes in. He asks him if it would be okay to get a blowjob, or the guy asks, is it okay if I give you a blowjob? To which then the other guy goes, yeah. And then he gives him one. It finishes. He leaves and everyone goes on with their lives. And you're just like, wow. How, like, it's just like normal everyday people are walking around with these kinks. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The second one where the guy gets the blowjob, first of all, he comes so fast.
Yeah. Well,
when you are, okay, there is a, I think, a very unique situation where you are in the throes of your actual fantasy. Like, you are literally living your fantasy.
Yeah.
Under the right circumstances, you come in 2 seconds.
2 seconds, yeah.
Okay. It has happened to me. I won't say what I was doing or where I was, but
I mean, mostly for legal reasons.
So
I know whenever like I'm some guy's fantasy and they come in 2 seconds and I'm just like, it's like, and they are just so pissed off at themselves. I'm like, it's fine. We'll go again. It's fine. Just like, but you know,
yeah. I guess
like,
for me, it's so rare that I would come that quickly. So it's like,
well, it's rare, but then that's why it's so special.
Like the only time that I personally think I've ever come that quickly is when I literally hadn't touched my dick in a week other than to pee. And the same guy, I felt like he kept looking at the camera. So I wondered if that one was staged.
Maybe.
You know what? If it was staged, we all jack off to normal porn anyway.
I kind of hope it's staged just for legal reasons.
Like, look, the same man also does many like Craigslist videos or Craigslist ads where he reaches out on Craigslist literally saying, walk into this apartment, I will be blindfolded on my knees. I will, and then so like, who's to say that he didn't say, come to this apartment looking like a delivery man, I'm going to do it.
That's what I wondered.
Which
maybe. I don't mind that at all. Then I still think, fantasy wise, that's why it came so quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
He was like,
well, that's why I was like, maybe he was like primed and ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe, probably. Yeah.
And we talked about this in the delivery episode. Like, what happens if you were talking with your Tinder date and you're like, show up like you're wearing a like show up like a pizza man, show up like a delivery man.
You don't do that shit on Tinder.
Well,
you
know. No, but you know,
no, that's
you
grinder
could,
shit.
You could tell yeah, someone, you could grinder. You could communicate that might desire be even with someone.
That might be some recon shit. Yeah. Honestly,
what is recon?
That's the fetish one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, Marcus. Is it the sort of happenstance of the
it's
videos
the spontaneity that,
may, that
we
it's
talked about.
Such the spontaneity. Oh, okay. It's literally just walking into a situation, expecting one thing, and then the complete opposite thing happens, which you're also 100% okay with, but you're like, that wasn't supposed to happen in this setting. Oh. It's like your wires are crossed, and all of a sudden you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I like it.
Spontaneity.
Okay.
Spontaneity.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can also say those sexual experiences, when you experience them in real life, are very, very satisfying. Okay. So, even just fantasizing about it. Yeah, like, I understand it for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Sorry if it's not almost consensual, Laura.
Oh, no.
But
like, oh, no, I ended up being fine with it. But at first I was like, oh.
It does walk the line a little bit.
Yeah.
Too.
It does.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Well, and it's like, there are so many porn videos that like I watch not because I'm interested sexually, but because I'm so intrigued.
Yeah.
And this is definitely one of those genres where I'm just like, I want to know all the human dramas that are unfurling in front of me just because it's so fascinating. I'm just like, what is...
And I want to say that reminds me of another porn that I didn't even think of until right now. There was one where there was a gay group having an orgy in a house, and there was an angry neighbor knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, y'all need to turn it down.
That's sketchy sex. That's got to be sketchy sex.
And then the man was opening the door, talking to the lady through the door, he was getting fucked from behind.
Yeah, totally sketchy sex. Totally sketchy sex.
And like, yeah, so that was a good one too, because then it's like, yeah, you're supposed to be having one situation with one person, but then literally one
foot
away
behind the door
is happening. Right in front of my salad. Is happening. Yes.
Which that sketchy sex is completely staged.
Oh, yeah.
And we could do an entire episode on sketchy sex alone.
But yeah, so my new video, which was
I'm so excited.
Okay,
to talk about
it was a brand new one. It wasn't
high fetish.
It was an area where I have never explored before, and usually I like to explore things
you mean in person? You've never experienced?
I've never. Okay. I've never explored it in person. Yeah, I usually like to think of like, what are my hobbies? What are my interests? You know. Speaking of like Netflix shows, I like to go for porns of those, or like video games that I've watched.
Oh, like
also.
Spoofs. Oh, so it's a spoof.
And I love like it's kind of a spoof. It's an animation as well, because I don't normally go into the cartoon animation route.
It's like everything about this video, we have not talked about anything like this on the podcast.
And that's why we talked a little. Well,
and that's why I wanted to test it out.
Yeah, we mentioned Sex is Magic, which was the My Little Pony.
Right.
Last episode.
And this is definitely.
And I watched
in that
quite a bit.
Vein.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Link's duty.
Obviously, yeah. I've had a Tumblr in the past. I'm familiar with furry porn. It was never really my thing, but I understand.
This doesn't qualify as a
No,
it doesn't qualify as furry, but they have the exact same, like.
So why don't you just describe it?
Okay. So
it's
and then I think we're gonna play a little clip.
I was scrolling through the cartoon section of Pornhub, trying to find something fun.
As one does.
As one does when
like you
assigned
do.
To find a new porn for a porn podcast. And I stumbled
upon... We did not specify that genre. I just want to throw that out there.
I wanted to find something fresh. And then I see this nice one that says Legend of Zelda. And I was like, ooh.
It's like, ooh, exciting.
I like Legend of Zelda. And guess what? Link's hot. I'm going to say it. You heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
We all love Link.
Wait, did you watch Drawn Together where they did the gay version of Link?
No.
Whatever,
no.
And he's,
you should find that. It's very
I definitely,
fun.
I mean, like, I remember in the Twilight Princess one, you have to, like, wrestle and you're shirtless. And I was like, so that one was a good one. But also, when Sora is a mermaid in Kingdom Hearts, like, shirtless as well. Like, yeah, we spent a lot of time on that as children.
Yeah, Sora. As much as I was like, Sora's way hotter, but Link's fine.
They're both. Yeah. You know what? I should have looked for crossovers with them together and saw what I found.
I'm so out of my depth in this conversation.
I'm just glad I can hold my own sometimes with a Zelda combo.
Girl, you
can
totally
Hearts.
Find a whole fan site devoted to Link and Sora anyways.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this...
Twink on twink. We love a good twink on twink.
So this episode is not a twink on twink. Or this video is not a twink on twink.
No, no, no.
It
it's quite the
much,
opposite.
I'm trying to remember who the
Ganon.
Top on bottom was it was Ganon. I thought it was like a troll from like, you know how they have troll
creatures.
Yeah,
it's trolly. Yeah. I was like, I don't recognize.
I just
this.
Assume because Ganon shows up as literally anything.
It's true. Yes, that's true. I mean, maybe well,
he shows up as a cloud. He shows up as like a giant train, squid. Yeah. As a train. As a fucking what
so,
the fuck?
But this, I think this was just a normal troll. And so Link was riding. He was the bottom, but he was power topping this. He wasn't even power, he wasn't no. even working. He was just holding the position because yeah, this troll. Was slamming him.
This troll had a huge dick.
Huge dick to a like EDM track. It was the one problem that I have with the animation was that it was repetitive to the point where there was no. Yeah.
They don't have a budget. Okay, this is a fan film. They gotta
well,
stretch
that's
their budget.
Critique for them. If they
it's time Should for the judges' up? Critiques.
And then all of a sudden,
Link,
it's,
your Ganon did not. Dwarf the competition. I'm sorry, my dear. You're up for insemination.
Ooh. His insemination was very good in the video because after breaking up the repetitive fucking, all of a sudden, it's like a waterfall goes up into Link. His belly expands.
I
in the
missed
animation.
This. What? I didn't
and
finish
then
the video.
All of a sudden, it gushes out, and you're oh my god.
I love when
it gushes out of his mouth.
Oh, it got. Yeah, all of the orifices. It's
yeah.
Coming out
I love.
Of all of them.
Oh my god.
I love when cartoon logic and cartoon physics is applied to porn and fucking. That is.
Oh my god! I'm literally watching.
So can
it.
We? Can oh. like, can we play
Please
that?
Play
it's
it.
Like a Tom and Jerry
it's
situation
very
almost.
Looney Tunes. Yeah.
It's so Looney Tunes at the end. Oh my god. Hold on.
Wait. Come back.
Make more.
So I will
is this
say
like he's vomiting cum, yeah. But he was also pregnant with cum at the same time.
It went yeah. right back up the digestive
like,
tract.
There's so
it
was, much happening in this
there
video.
Is so
like,
much
it is,
cum.
It is extreme size play. It is interspecial. It's cartoon.
Is it interspecial? I guess
yeah.
It,
yeah.
Elves it's and trolls are different. Elves and trolls are
is
different.
It different.
I don't know. Maybe it's a race or ethnicity and not a species. I don't know. I don't want to be racist.
I mean, the troll's dick is larger than any human dick would ever be. Yeah, so right. Stretching
it's a red
Link's
it's
asshole
a
to an
nightmare
unnatural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Size. So am I into it? Probably not. Will I go back? Probably not. But
I don't know.
I wanted to learn about it. I wanted to learn about it.
As someone who their first experience with true homoeroticism was seeing superheroes in comic books and form-fitting spandex. I am no stranger to jacking off to cartoon porn, and I am not ashamed to say it.
Same.
I can see myself doing it, I mean, not to this one particular. No.
We have also definitely bookmarked that as a future topic.
Yes. Also, one of my favorite pastimes when I'm stoned is to go watch Disney porn, mainly because I know some of the same animators work on Disney porn because they're so disgruntled from having to draw the same thing
really?
Over. And it is so like,
I mean, I've seen some really good Disney porn.
But it's literally like I've read, I forget where, but it was like real Disney animators. Like I get so sick working on Aladdin and the Prince of Thieves that I don't mind drawing Jasmine fucking the tiger, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll have Jafar and Aladdin double team her. What else do you want? Do you want Sultan in there? Yeah, we'll be in her mouth.
And I would honestly like to put out a request from anyone if they know.
You like to
if
put
this
out?
Is, I like to put out, but I would like to put out a request for now. about does if anyone knows about in like Dungeons and Dragons porn where
oh my
think
God.
Of it like this. Think of it like this. The scene opens, nerds playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you go into the world. Everyone's wearing elf costumes, orc costumes, wizard costumes. And then the fantasy happens and the porn starts to happen. So I would
different from
that.
Lord of the Rings porn is like
yeah I want the nerd
no.
I want the nerd
because Lord
of like,
the Cock Rings is a thing
but I've been my only movie that I've ever done was a really low budget feature film about LARPing where we went into Dungeons and Dragons world basically
okay yeah yeah
so
I want the porn of that please
yeah
so that was my porn choices Mike we don't even have to spin the bottle because you're last but not least.
Yes. So bringing it back to where we started, Brent Corrigan.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is not only.
Is there merit to the theory, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is not only. I mean, this is definitely from Brent Corrigan's early career. And this video is one that not only do I remember it from like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's one that when I stumble across it, I will watch parts of it or all of it, and I will usually jack off to it still because it's super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Can
we talk about how? Okay, so this particular one is the raw room service
one.
And can we just talk about how, like, the first fucking third of it is just him sitting on the phone and saying the most ridiculous,
it's horrible,
non sequitur.
It's like, I don't have any internet. I need you to give me the math problems.
Yeah. And then like, but I'm just in this hotel room with my dad. And then he's on the phone with the person as like the room service guy is there ready
to
go.
And then you get like, you hear the inner thoughts,
the inner thoughts
of the room
the
service
inner thoughts
guy.
Threw me. I was like, what the hell is happening with the inner thoughts?
Let's find. Oh, yeah. Because before the room service guy shows up, Brent Corrigan is jerking off.
Right. And then he gets a phone
call.
Well,
he's not even jerking. He's not even full jerk. He's just like in his jeans going.
But
he
still
pulls
on
it
the
out.
Phone.
Yeah.
But
still,
pulls it out.
Still on the phone. Oh, I don't remember if he pulled it. Oh, I probably fast forwarded
it. And half the time it sounds like he's talking to his mom. The other time it sounds like he's talking he's in a fucking bad spy movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's no rhyme or reason to the words that come out of his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. At one point when he's talking to the person on the phone, he's like, wait, can you give me the part about the Patriot Act?
Yes, Patriot Act.
And I was like, what
the Patriot Act?
I'm like, what?
And then he says at one point,
we gotta be relevant in our porn, right?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. And then he says, is that a C or a T when he's trying to write down stuff? And I'm like, when have you confused C and T, Brent? When?
C and Z, obviously,
yeah.
All the time.
Or even
C and
like,
T,
yeah.
What the fuck?
All right, so he bends over, and then you hear the inner monologue of the room service guy.
Yeah.
That was all of it. It
we
was
just,
oh my God.
I want to hear his inner thoughts. Well, not his inner thoughts, the rest of his talking on the phone.
Oh, I bet that boy loved pound. Now, read the part about the Patriot Act.
Read the part about the Patriot Act.
So then, after that point, it doesn't even matter. Like, this is 5 minutes into a 30-minute video.
Yeah. I can,
I'm
trying to.
That's when you come, right? That's the line.
I mean, that's what I came. But
I'm
it was
a writer,
out of laughter.
Like, I'm a writer, and sometimes, like, I try to write up to a line. It's like a challenge I give myself, and I still cannot think of anything that would be the part about the Patriot.
Unless it's supposed to be like presidential porn. There's no reason to introduce the Patriot Act into your porn.
I would like to put out another request for Patriot Act porn.
Yes, please.
Oh,
please,
it's
viewers,
such. Oh my God! It has to. NSA porn has to be out there. I've got to collect myself after
the Secret Service and their Colombian hookers.
That there also has to be like surveillance. Surveillance is a whole fucking thing. Like, that's voyeurism.
Totally.
That's a whole fucking thing.
Maybe that's why they threw it in. Was just this weird kind of like. I don't know.
I don't know.
But eventually, he puts down his flip phone, and then they have some sort of banter.
There's not even that much banter.
But then he
starts
sucking his dick.
Yeah.
The guy comes on his face, and then he throws Brent up against a wall at one point, over a table at one point, fucks him stupid, and it's really hot, and I come every time.
Yeah.
So you like watching Twinks get manhandled?
I do like Twinks.
Okay.
He likes Twinks.
My porn and in my real life.
I love me a good Twink. I will definitely say.
I mean, I also toyed with the idea of putting for this video, there's a video with Tyler Sweet. Who is like a direct, quote unquote, descendant of Brent Corrigan as like a power bottom Twink. It's called Seducing the Professor, where he actively seeks out to like hook up with his teacher.
Yeah.
And they fuck in the classroom and it's very hot.
He has not aged a day. I actually follow Tyler Sweet and he has not aged a fucking day, but he's getting beefy.
Is he? Has he? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any recent.
He's porn not from beef. Him. He's not beefy yet, but he's getting beefier
like Brent did.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's one I keep coming back to. And then something I discovered recently, like hella recently, like in the last.
I was just so surprised. Like, so I've seen that video. Obviously, I've seen it multiple times because I was a teenager with the internet connection and I, of course, obsessed over Brent Corrigan. I did not know about the Patriot Act line until just now because I always like skipped past it.
Yeah, because you want to get to the fucking sex.
Shit, but like I cannot believe that comedy fucking gem was there under my nose this entire time. And now I'm glad it's in my life.
It's almost right in front of my salad working.
I think
it's
like
one of the original right in front of my salad.
No, memes were totally a thing back then. I'm surprised that was not. Matter of fact, that should be like a thing amongst the audience that we kind of spread and try to make a thing.
All right, Mycicle, what's your new one?
Right, so that's my old faithful. This new one I've discovered literally like a week or two ago. It's really a whole channel on Pornhub, which I don't spend a lot of time on Pornhub unless I'm looking for a specific scene that's a studio scene that has been put up on Pornhub. Mm-hmm. But I stumbled upon this porn channel that's by Zilv Goodell, who's a mid-20s British man with his like 19-year-old fiance.
Oh, yes. I follow these two. And
so I started following
so much
them
fun
on Instagram because so hot, so fun. The videos are so hot. The first one I stumbled upon is called Roleplay Naughty School Femboy Gets Bareback Punished by Fit Teacher. I have not seen this video. I'm trying to remember the name of the his name is Roark. Is the bottom, and he's dressed in sort of like a schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they're both British, which already is a turn on for me.
Already hot, especially with the role playing of this. It really well, works
and it's just
with
the fact
accents.
That it's like they're a couple. It just so happens that one is beefy as fuck and hung, and the other one is just like the perfect twink.
Yeah,
and they lean in hard. Mm-hmm. You can
they
tell
do.
They're really into one another. And yes, I follow them on my high Twitter account. I follow them both. I stan them so fucking hard.
So, and they're what's great about this video in particular. Like all their videos are hot as fuck, but this one in particular, they are committed to the roleplay, where it's like
God. The
Zilv is playing into the idea that he's like a married man.
Oh, yes.
And then,
yeah.
You know, Rourke starts calling him daddy and he asks permission to call him daddy, which is also hot. So it's just like it's playing into multiple fantasies and things that make me hard and come. So it's really a really hot video, and then I'm slowly working my way through the entire channel.
Yeah. First of all, it's rare to find role play that cares about craft.
Yes.
I mean, like, I will.
That doesn't completely toss the scenario out the window the minute
like,
they start getting sexual.
I will say it is difficult to pull off. It is very, but if you can find motivation for
and
those characters.
I didn't become uncomfortable in it at all because it's so clearly role play
so
that they were
good.
So into it. It was great. And like, I came to it.
Oh,
I did.
It's so hard.
It probably took me like 3 or 4 masturbation sessions to get through the entire video because it's that hot.
Yeah, they're good. They're oh my God. I there is something to be said about just watching two people fuck who you know are into one another. Mm-hmm. Like
it's
obviously
true.
that powers entire movie franchises is you know, trying to fuck. That's
why 50 Shades of Grey doesn't work. Because you know they're not into each other.
Anywho, it's when you're specifically in this sort of context, like there's so many layers to it because it's like not only are they a real couple and they're into one another, but then they're both really into this role play that really clearly sort of adds to the experience.
And they use the costumes so well. Like at one point, what is the boyfriend's, Zell's boyfriend's name?
Rourke.
So Rourke is like holding on like the... There was like
he's in like a Sailor Moon,
almost, and so he's holding on these like ties and like using him as a reins, and it is so hot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. These two, I cannot recommend them enough as well. They're, so much fun to watch. So, we give you four FAPs.
Out of how many?
Four out of five.
Oh, okay, four, because it's four of us. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yes. Four FAPs.
I was thinking four already done, and then the fifth one will come later.
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching this video again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to throw them all some love in the show notes, I think.
For sure.
Check out the show notes, people, so you can FAP to what we are FAPing to. All right. So that does it for our first installment of this series. I think it went rather well.
I agree. Yes. I learned so much about all of you.
Yes. And I
feel closer.
We brought us all closer. So I think we can definitely bring that back for sure.
But we've got one more sponsor. And then before we go, we have an announcement.
Suspense. I love it.
This episode brought to you by clowns.
Oh, no. Clown porn.
All right. So before we sign off this week, we have some bittersweet news. This episode, in a lot of ways, is the end of an era.
Marcus Andre, our adorable engineer and producer, is moving back to Chicago.
Back to Chicago.
Yeah.
From whence I came.
Apparently, you didn't get the memo that people are moving to L.A. People are not moving from L.A.
18 million people are moving to L.A.
And so you're the only fucker that's like, I gotta go.
It's like when Fantasia ends at Disney World and you want to leave before the crowd.
Or it's like the Grinch ad, we're full, don't come here. Yeah. I mean, Lord knows why you would subject yourself to a place that actually has winter.
That's the big question.
Scarves, hats, pea coats.
Okay, I can get into that.
That is, oh God, that is such a white people thing.
When one of my friends was trying to get me to move to New York City, he was like, come on, you're a cold weather gay. You're a cold weather hottie. I was like, so I look better when I'm covered up?
Yeah, exactly.
But I do love me a good scarf. That's code. I will wear my scarf until it is too hot to wear my scarf.
Looks good in outerwear is code for frightfully skinny.
I can't say that anymore.
But it's such a white people thing because they're all just like, I love the cold because I love layers. I love to layer. I'm like, yeah, so you don't die. Like, why the fuck?
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
But Marcus, you're moving back into the summer, so that'll be nice and sticky and hot.
Yeah.
Ooh, humidity. I love to get a nice, sticky, humid summer.
Yeah.
Is it humid in Chicago?
Oh, sure. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's very humid. Yeah. Absolutely. By water. Yeah.
Do you like to sweat?
Do you really like to sweat?
Have we got it's like it
doesn't... No. Are you ready to take a shower the second you walk out your door?
Mm-hmm. He's not moving to Florida.
Okay, fair. That's very fair.
So since we're gonna be on the hunt for another producer, we're going to be taking a little bit of a break. We'll have some bonus content coming to you over the summer, and we'll, of course, be back inside your ear holes as soon as we can.
Until then, take care of yourselves and each other.
You can't love yourself. How in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen up in here?
Amen. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
And don't forget
to clear your browser history.
Watching Netflix in my sweatpants, eating a whole sleeve of saltines.